Oh, no. Hey, Ellis, mate.
How are you doing?
I'm good.
Good.
Remember how you said that if I needed your help, you'd be there?
Yes.
Yeah, today's the day. I somehow double-booked myself, and all I have time for is to, like, sing the intro of the show, and I need somebody to host the show, man. You think you could do it?
Yes, I'd love to. I've been waiting for this call.
That'd be a really big help, man. Thank you. I really appreciate it. I got so many things on my plate right now, it's freaking me out.
I've been practicing some songs on my acoustic guitar. I've been waiting to play them on your show.
No, I don't think you, doing some acoustics is a good idea.
Okay, so, just a normal show.
Yeah, just normal, just do a show, you know, you can talk about whatever you want to talk about.
But if there's time, I would sure love to play a few songs.
No, don't do that. Just do a show. You just talk, you know, riff with the guys, you know?
Okay.
Okay. Awesome, man. Thank you. Really appreciate it.
Okay. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Wow. Where did you come from, Batman?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
From my house.
Which is?
The Batcave.
Which is?
It's in a secret city I don't wish to talk about.
Okay. All right. Well, there goes.
Okay, I'll say it. It's Gotham.
Gotham, huh?
Yeah, Gotham City.
So, New York.
No.
Can you get a direct flight to Gotham?
These cans ain't working very good.
Yeah, welcome to the studio, Batman. You're a long way from Bruce Manor now.
It's good to talk to you, Mr. Tully.
Yeah, I'm sure. It's an honor to meet a legend such as
yourself. I've listened to your program.
Have you?
I have.
Wow, I didn't think you were a body pod kind of guy.
Myself and Alfred have enjoyed a few of your anecdotes.
Oh, that's great. You and Alfred are more than just coworkers and de facto family members. You're also...
Sometimes he f***s me off in the dark.
Oh.
And I don't know if it's him.
Right, right.
That's the point.
It seems like it's a win-win.
I'm not gay.
No, of course not. It's not gay if it's in the dark.
But I'm...
Alfred might be.
I've heard your show before.
You mentioned that, yeah.
I just wanted to clarify...
Mm-hmm.
That I'm not gay.
Okay. Did we make a big point of...
Your host is a little iffy.
Oh, there's no doubt about that. Yeah, I think he jumped off the iffy train some time ago.
I am not gay.
Right. Oh, okay, I see.
I'm Batman.
Right.
There's a difference.
All American, straight, heterosexual beef.
Wait.
Yeah.
Am I American?
I guess
is Gotham in America?
I have always assumed that Gotham was somewhere in the northeast of America, yeah.
I like Bernie Sanders.
Okay.
He should wear a mask.
Typically, I think a lot of politicians would be better off wearing masks these days.
He blew it.
Yeah, even better off just retiring.
He blew it.
Not a lot of billionaires support
Where's my phone? My
Bernie bat Sanders. Phone. Are you warm? Batman, you must have just been fighting a lot of crime. You look like you're...
Am I sweating?
You do seem to be perspiring, but...
Wait.
Only in the part of you that I can see. Don't worry.
This is...
uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I didn't see this coming.
Well, I would think after 80 years of fighting crime.
It's cold in the cave.
You might have realized that.
You'd be surprised.
You're a long way from the mythical, fictional Northeast right now. It's kind of balmy out here in Southern California.
Gotham. Yeah. It's freezing.
I gather as much. Seems pretty damp down in the Bat Cave.
Me and, is it Dr. Freeze?
Mr.
Freeze.
Yeah.
I forgot. You know, I've got brain damage.
How could you not at this point? You have no superpowers. You just get worked on the regular.
I've hit the ground a lot. I keep getting up, though, Mr. Tully.
Which is inspiring, but probably not great from a CTE standpoint.
Why my phone doesn't understand my face at this point.
I have no idea. You would have thought you would have trained it for that. What with all the wonderful toys you get from Lucius Fox and whatnot. Yeah, you do keep getting up. You're like the Ngannou of superheroes. Even when
we're both black, too.
Should stay down mostly. Yeah.
You guys do a hot show. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I really appreciate you coming all the way just to compliment me for the third time.
I don't think people realize how cold it is in Gotham.
No, nor how warm it is in here.
That too.
Yeah. Huge.
I don't know if you know this, but
contrast weather-wise, are you going to tell me you watched?
I've hit my head a lot. One time,
yeah,
I performed open brain surgery in the dark on myself,
and.
You gonna ask me how's that going?
Yeah. How did that go, Batman?
How does it look, asshole?
Yeah, not. I mean, I guess it was a success.
I'm doing okay.
Yeah, I mean, you're walking and talking. I think that makes you a 0.1% in the dark self brain surgeon.
Thank you.
Hey,
I am a doctor.
Calls him like I don't think that's true, but hey, great.
Well, Alfred says that I'm a doctor.
Uh huh.
He's a doctor.
I don't think Alfred's a doctor.
He's not.
No.
Oh no,
Batman! Is this like is the position of Batman the sort of thing that can be passed down? Because I feel like it maybe is. You've done a lot of great work.
That's a good question.
But everybody, the most important part of your final act is knowing when to walk off into the sunset. Don't be the Mitch McConnell of superheroes.
How dare you? I've got plenty more years than him.
Yes,
but I have had some concerns.
Oh, have you?
Because there is a new enemy, and I believe that Paris Hilton's baby is going to be very evil.
Oh, I see.
And I'm not sure, from obviously my past open brain surgeries.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. It's hot in here.
Yeah.
That I'll be around to duel with that baby.
Right. This is the kid with the incredibly smart
Everybody brain. Knows a baby with a huge head is got bad intentions.
Yeah. I think...
Look at that thing.
I think...
Somebody's got to stop it. It might be me.
I think we'll all be fine as long as nobody makes him angry.
I surf the dark web.
It only makes sense. You are Dark Knight.
It's my web.
Right. Yeah. I'm like... Man.
Is it noticeable, Michael? Tully. I mean, Mr. Tully.
I
would never call you that. I barely know you.
I feel like you kind of got a James Brown thing going on over here.
The
hardest working superhero in show business, Batman.
Ow.
Yeah. He feels great. Yeah.
Yeah. I also watch women's volleyball. Beach.
Well, okay.
To be precise.
Yeah. All right. What would you say is your favorite?
I'm just going to let it pour, Mr. Tully.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah.
Screw it.
Yeah. Slip and slide, baby.
You guys have Liquid Death? I'm a huge fan of Liquid Death.
It only makes sense.
Right?
I saw that their Liquid Death is doing really, really well. They just got some like $1 billion valuation.
Give me Leifer. You get it?
Give me Grim Leifer?
Wait. Have I told you that I've hit my head a lot?
I feel like it's hard to see through that. I feel like the mask.
I see everything.
I don't think you do.
You.
I think you see.
You.
I think you see everything.
Better watch yourself.
As long as it's between 11 and 1 o'clock.
Yeah, Grim Leifer. Yeah, like, that's what I meant
I
to say.
I think you need to worry about your true archenemy, Captain Peripheral. Because if that guy comes from the side back.
I don't like this conversation.
You are screwed.
I can see. Out of the back of my own head.
The sidekicks, the sweeps.
I don't like sports.
Except for women's volleyball, obviously.
Or when people die. then it's a sport.
Go on.
Well, I feel like if you don't have a chance of dying, what's the point?
Then it's not a sport.
Right.
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 The real victory is cheating
not
death.
Dying.
Right. Yeah.
Cheating death.
Right.
I cheat death on the daily, or should I say the nightly.
The nightly. Yeah, of course. Of course. Of course.
Did I tell you that I enjoy women's lingerie?
You buy it on the dark web.
I do.
Yeah.
I surf it.
You can buy that, believe it or not, on the ordinary internet as well.
No.
What are you looking for in women's underwear?
Big ones.
Oh, yeah.
And stinky ones.
Sure.
And ones that have... Has it been 10 minutes?
Yeah.
Pubes.
A lot of people don't know that when you're doing podcasts on YouTube, you can't say pubes until you're
as
double digits.
As I've stated a few times, I've frequently checked this show out.
Right.
I even check out your Patreon, patreon.com/ellismead, I believe.
Wow, that is exactly right. I have no doubt a man of your financial means is a full access member.
Yeah.
Did you know the archives are coming there, Batman?
Well, Alfred informed me.
Yeah.
And he obviously
jerking
uses
you off in
credit
the dark
card. I have a black card.
Yeah, I bet you do.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you know with a black card, you can get a reservation at any restaurant at any time, no matter how full it is?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Membership
I don't
has
go.
Its privileges. No. It's just
and you, Batman.
Yeah, and you make it and then you flake.
I can't be there.
It's just knowing that you could get the
I could
table.
Get yeah. you a reservation.
But you won't. But you
no.
could. Right.
But if yeah. you were to send me some big panties.
With pubes. Yeah.
We might be able to do a deal.
Yeah. Well, I know some big hairy ladies.
I like hairy ladies.
Yeah. I'm gathering as much. Yeah.
Right. They're strong.
Mm-hmm.
And I respect a strong woman with a lot of hair.
Who hasn't got time to manicure.
Some people manicure, but the hair keeps coming.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Right.
And I respect those ladies.
So, Batman,
Mr. Tully,
Where do you see this all going for you?
Fighting crime.
Yeah. What are you going to be done? What does victory look like for Batman?
I never thought about that.
Yeah. Have you ever considered instead of spending amazing amounts of money and risking the health of your brain on a nightly basis, just getting a little bit of therapy?
I have Alfred.
Oh yeah.
I like to talk to him all the time.
Yeah. It doesn't seem like it's been helping.
In the dark.
Right.
Sometimes I'm not sure it's him.
Mm-hmm.
But I can tell by his hand.
Who do you think it might be?
It's Alfred.
All right.
Pretty sure. It's really hot here.
Yeah, he's like a father figure to you.
Yeah, I never had a father.
Well, you did.
Yeah, but they killed him.
That son of a bitch.
It made it worse.
Yeah.
I would have rather not have a father instead of having a father that was shot.
As the old saying goes, right?
Because it's better to now have I'm a traumatized.
Father. Yeah, exactly.
And now I like to get jerked off by old men in the dark. But I'm not gay.
I respect that about you.
Thank you.
I think that's fairly obvious. Ladies, Batman is available, especially if you're big enough.
No, I'm not. I mean, maybe I am, but probably not.
Yeah, but
I have a black card, though.
Jason Ellis might be.
I've surfed the internet.
Yeah, so what else do you do on the internet, on the dark web, when you're not buying plus-size used ladies' hairy panties?
I watch Bert Kreischer stand up.
Oh, he's very talented.
He's very funny.
Mm-hmm.
I like it when he takes his shirt off.
Very funny.
He's not very fit, and I like that.
Yeah?
Yeah, because he's very confident.
Right.
But also not in shape.
Yeah.
And it's like, he makes me think that maybe when I retire...
From fighting crime.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That I could be happy fat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Well, that's something to look forward to.
Well, I don't look forward to it yet.
No. You've got plenty of great crime-fighting years in you yet. I think that's very obvious. Just look at you.
Did you know that Tony Ferguson...
The UFC fighter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I also watch the fights.
Well, of course.
You
were sort of the original MMA fighter.
Obviously.
Right.
I could take any belt from any weight class in any division of combat. Fools.
Yeah. It's a shame they didn't invite you to Pride.
I won't go.
Oh,
I'm not here for a prize.
Yeah.
I'm here to save your life.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for understanding.
I understand that everybody needs to take a break from time to time, but if you go literally anywhere in the city we're currently in right now, you'd see that you still have your work quite a bit cut out for you.
Yeah, but
this town needs
I'm from Gotham.
This town needs an enema.
I'm from Gotham.
Okay, how's Gotham doing? Crime-free?
This is out of my jurisdiction.
Yeah, as they say.
They do.
Yeah.
I've hit my head several times.
Hey, everybody. Jason Ellis here talking about Blue Chew. I just want to say thank you for sponsoring the podcast, Blue Chew. But more importantly, I want to thank you just for your product that comes discreetly to my house so that I can digest them and then just bone everything.
That's right. The mailman will never know why I'm so excited to see him every time he comes by and fully erect. My secret, it's Blue Chew.
I put a hole in the tree in the backyard.
First impressions are important. Have you ever, Jason, have you ever failed to make a proper boner first impression?
I don't want to talk about it.
It is brutal, but it doesn't need to be that way. Those were the dark ages. These are the Blue Chew days. Get online.
I'll talk about that.
Get consulted. Get discreet.
I can hold 9 wet towels.
Get boners. Blue Chew wants to help you have better sex, and they want to watch. Discover your options at BlueChew.com. Chew it and do it.
I flicked my cat over my shoulder.
And we got a special deal for our listeners. Try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code Ellis at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. You probably got $5 in your pocket right now. This time next week, you could have a boner in your pocket. That's BlueChew.com. Promo code Ellis to receive your first month free. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. Bone wisely. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast.
Seriously.
Tony Ferguson.
The UFC fighter. Yeah.
He approached me.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like.
Not obviously from Straight on, or else you probably wouldn't have noticed him.
That's pretty funny, Mr. Tully. I see you.
Yeah.
You better watch your step.
I'm the only thing you see, but sure.
I've got a lot of tools that I could use right now.
Yeah, as soon as you figure out how. Have at it.
I think my belt's here. Yep.
Yep.
And I've got a gun.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
I do.
Come on.
It's a back gun.
That's like, well, that doesn't make it okay. That's
it
like
shoots,
Batman's only
it
rule.
Shoots ninja stars.
Oh, all right. That's totally fine.
So it's not exactly a gun.
Mm-hmm.
But I was just saying that it's layman's terms.
Right.
So you understood with your small mind.
When you say words and start them with bat, you completely lose me. So thank you for clarifying.
Yeah. Bat gun.
Right. No. Now what are we talking about? Right.
It doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Tony Ferguson. He approached me to train him for his latest fight.
Uh-huh.
And he apparently...
How did that go?
He chose David Goggins
instead. Why is that?
I don't know. Why don't you ask him how that went? I'm just saying.
Yeah.
You might have got on the bat phone and maybe you wouldn't have got the bat shit beaten out of your ass.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I'm not saying David Goggins isn't a great... man.
Right.
I'm just saying.
When it's time to...
I'm Batman.
Step into the cage. Right. Yeah, he's a great man. You're a great Batman. Do the math.
Do the math.
Right.
That's right.
Uh-huh. Hey. Oh, look, it's your trusty sidekick, Scrotum Cat.
It's Bat Cat. Bat Cat just came from the gym. Bat Cat. Bat Cat.
You know what it is I think the cat is used to maybe seeing your secret identity and doesn't... Because who could possibly guess who you are?
It's my trusty sidekick, Batcat. Mm-hmm. Look at those balls.
Yeah.
Respect those balls.
Solid pair.
Yeah.
That guy. Right.
It's just like his father.
So you go on the dark web.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I surf it.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. I get in the green room of darkness.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So have you seen any good stuff on there lately? Because I've been known to surf the web a bit myself.
Yeah. Mm. Volleyball in Russia.
Beach volleyball.
No, in Russia it's in the snow.
Oh.
Yeah. And
ladies,
if you miss the ball, they shoot you.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Right.
It keeps me on my toes.
That's high stakes. That's what you're looking for.
I don't play it unless you could die from it.
No, you're a gladiator.
I am.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like you finally get me.
Glad I could help. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I also enjoy
Russian murder snow volleyball.
I love Russian murder.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite kinds.
Yeah. It's like not even real,
mm-hmm.
but I think it might be.
I have a feeling, that's the difference between Russian video TV deaths and American ones.
They're really ugly.
That's the real McGillicuddy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's because they're so ugly.
Russian people are ugly?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Well, not from behind.
No.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's how I see them.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you're taking that in a gay way, I can see.
Without a doubt. I'm trying
to think. I was trying to
figure out any other way that I could.
Oh, let me explain myself.
Okay, yeah.
I come up from behind and I kill you.
Oh, I see. All right.
Yeah.
But not in a gay way.
No.
Right.
No, my pants are on.
Uh-huh.
And so are those. Theirs.
Right.
In Gotham, there's no gay.
I find that very hard to believe.
Oh, yeah? Prove it.
Yeah, I'll have to figure out where Gotham is and then...
Name one gay in Gotham.
I literally can't...
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Next question.
The Joker.
He's not... Wait.
He seemed like it was a couple times. I heard the Joker in the 60s used to hire people to throw oranges at his naked ass. True story.
That's not gay.
No, not at all.
Sometimes... Alfred sets up ladders in the cave
mm-hmm.
and covers them in lube,
mm-hmm.
and then he glues dildos to the floor. One slip, and you're fucked.
Ah, nice. mm-hmm.
I also do a little stand-up.
I see.
Yeah, from time to time.
Yep.
I was thinking about painting my cat black.
It only makes sense.
Right?
Cats love to be painted.
Yeah, he's asked several times.
Yeah.
We look great together.
No, you make a power duo.
Like, you don't want to fuck with us.
No, you have more of an arch villain vibe with him, but then again, you've always sort of blurred the line between.
That napkin was a bad look.
Yeah. Yeah, you're kind of like 80% superhero, 20% old black lady in church.
Right. I love black ladies.
Sure.
Yeah.
Even the big ones.
No, all.
Yeah.
But
with pubes.
Especially.
Huh.
Big ones.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Right. Why not?
I like a Black Panther, too.
We're talking about the animal or the superhero?
The animal.
Yeah, they're great.
I'm not a fan of other superheroes. Mm. I don't do well with other friends.
Yeah, you work alone, right?
I like to work alone.
Right, except that I think you're part of the Justice League. But anyway, yeah.
Well, between us,
right?
I don't like being there.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't either.
I like music.
Oh.
Yeah.
Right.
I like to listen to... I don't know why your staff are laughing at me.
I don't think there's...
Are they aware that I'm the Dark Knight?
Yeah.
I'm Batman.
Yeah, painfully aware, I think. So, music.
Yeah.
What's your jam?
I like emo.
Oh.
Yeah.
That kind of adds
up. I like AFI.
Really?
I was joking.
Yeah.
I do stand-up on the regular.
Right, I can tell.
Yeah. That was a joke.
Right, you're workshopping
something. I don't like AFI. They're gay.
No, you don't. That was the joke. Yeah.
Yeah, like Superman. And Spider-Man.
Oh, they probably love
And all these other men
right.
that wear tights.
Yeah.
Not me.
Nah. Look at you over there, loose as a goose.
Okay, it's pretty tight. Touché, Tully.
That's about as hetero as breastplates are going to get.
Thank you.
Yeah.
One time I had sex with an octopus.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you don't get the beak, you're in the clear.
So more of like many hand jobs at the same time.
Yeah. It's like being jerked off by 1,000 people.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Right.
It's pretty horny.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do it in the dark, it's like being jerked off
by a
thousand Alfreds. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Which is, as we all know, the pinnacle of sexual.
It doesn't get any hotter than that, my Tully.
No, it really doesn't.
You're not my
It really
Tully.
Doesn't. Just
You're Tully.
Just,
yeah.
just hand jobs from geriatric butlers.
Yeah.
That is living.
I also enjoy NASCAR.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. Not really. I just like saying
NASCAR.
NASCAR.
Yeah,
yeah,
right.
If they race in the dark.
That'd be perfect.
That would make more sense.
Yeah, maybe you could just stop by. You could swing in there.
I was also thinking of getting into monster trucks.
Monster trucks. That only makes sense. You seem like you.
Does it?
Yeah, it seems like you could easily. You got like a bat plane, you got a bat helicopter, you got a bat mobile. Having a bat monster truck seems par for the course.
I do have one.
Yeah, I would imagine so.
But it wouldn't be fair to compete with the other monster truckers.
Yeah.
One, I only drive my monster truck in the dark.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like the light.
Yeah. Oof. Don't get me started on the light.
I knew you would understand.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I don't appreciate
it. Yeah, my mortal enemy, the sun.
And I also, this is just between us, I don't like children.
Yeah, just between us, who does?
They're, you know why?
Mm.
Because they're scared of the dark.
Uh-huh.
And that's where I dwell.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So it makes no sense.
Totally. What you guys?
Why would we know each other?
You have nothing in common.
Where do we start?
Right, exactly.
We've ended before we've begun.
it's a total no-go.
Yeah. I'm like, hey, little kid. And he's like, wah. And I'm like, okay, what's the point?
Right. Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah, probably you're only tempting fate and playing with fire to become friends with a bunch of kids anyway.
I once had sex with a water buffalo.
A water buffalo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How's that different from a regular buffalo?
It's wet. It was when I was done.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like to buy outfits.
You buy outfits?
Yeah.
Right.
And then I put them on in the dark.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm never sure which one it is.
It really makes no difference.
It really doesn't.
Yeah.
I have a lot of money.
Uh-huh. No, I know, yeah.
I buy a lot of things.
I can only imagine.
Sometimes when I'm done wearing them, I give them to the homeless. Mm-hmm. Sorry, the unhomed.
Yeah, I think it's unhoused is what they prefer.
I'll say whatever I goddamn want to.
Take that, you bums.
Yeah, you homeless piece of shit. That's not funny.
No, it's not.
At all.
No, it's not.
Seriously.
I'm not laughing.
Houseless is not cool.
No, man.
We need to get more people houses.
I think we can all agree with that. That's why you're into Bernie Sanders.
I think he's great.
Mm-hmm.
But he's stupid. And he needs a mask.
Yeah.
And he's already revealed his identity. Uh-huh. And it's hideous.
Right. It's terrible. Yeah.
One eye is giving up.
Poof. If anybody needs an alter ego, he should be Captain Crunchy or something.
Pulling an eye out,
mm-hmm,
and putting a glass eye.
Yes.
That has like a cool logo on it. Wouldn't be a bad idea.
For Bernie Sanders.
Yeah.
Would you suggest that on television he pull out his own eye?
No.
Oh.
No. Before he goes back on television.
Yeah.
Have an eye surgery. I could do it in the dark.
Right. Well, the brain thing seemed like it worked out kind of okay, so why not?
I know what's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, if you ever watched that movie Flash Gordon?
I have.
Remember the guy with the black mask?
Yeah, I do.
Bernie Sanders,
mm-hmm,
as that guy.
Perfect.
Would we all, because...
Yeah, finally a candidate America can get behind.
Because Republican people, they like badasses.
Yeah, they like somebody who looks like Destro from G.I. Joe.
Who?
Destro from G.I. Joe? You don't remember Destro? He's kind of a ripoff of the guy that you're talking about, but maybe a little bit cooler. Yeah, you guys, if you were gay, you guys could date and you'd be a power couple.
Wow.
Yeah.
He's pretty cute.
Yeah, he's kind of hot.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
But I'm not gay.
No, I know. That's why I said if you were.
I'm not.
No. This Destro.
Get off Destro, gay talk.
Destro, maybe.
Yeah. I like this guy. Yeah, but...
Yeah.
If he was to have a voice... machine on his mask,
mm-hmm,
that made him not sound like such a puss.
Right.
And because what he stands for,
yeah,
is the people.
Mm-hmm.
And we are the people.
Yeah.
It says it in the little pamphlet thing.
Yes.
The book,
mm-hmm,
that you put in your near your heart.
The U.S. Bill of
Rights.
Pamphlet.
Rights.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I know it well. Did you know that Gotham has one?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's different from the rest of America's?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, way different.
Okay, how so?
Well, first thing it says, everybody needs to respect Batman.
Uh-huh.
And if you're in trouble,
yeah,
you better watch out.
Uh-huh. Batman's coming to town?
That's what they say.
Yeah.
They say that a lot.
It sounds like Russia, only instead of
everyone's
Putin,
good
they
looking.
Have Batman.
Yeah, except people are attracted.
What's with you? And I'm gonna push back with all due respect to the Dark Knight.
Yeah.
I think Russian women are very attractive.
Right, but they've had face reconstruction surgery.
All of them?
Yeah.
Wow. I thought they made like $100 a month there. But
and they're assless.
Oh. See, I might be a little bit more into
that. They put all their money,
mm-hmm,
they took their ass and put regrafted on their face.
Their face, I see.
So their face... may be striking,
mm-hmm,
but their ass,
yeah,
is like Skeletor.
You see, that's kind of what I'm into.
Oh. Mm. Well, then, yeah, you would be down for a Russian.
Yeah, I really
their
would.
Heads are flat.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I don't think I have a problem with that either.
Okay.
You like bumpy heads?
Each to their own. No.
More Russians
for me. No, they don't have a bump on the back. It's just flat.
Uh-huh. Oh, they're like two-dimensional.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I got to get a piece of that.
They're like poster people.
Wow.
Yeah. It's like the front.
Full disclosure, I've never been to Russia. So if all of the nation turns sideways, it's like they're not even there.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's true.
You learn something new every day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've been there.
I bet you have.
Yeah. I like to buy guns from them.
Oh, sure. I'm sure they have some of the best.
But then I take them back to my cave, mm-hmm. and Alfred spray paints them black.
Yeah.
And now they're mine.
Right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And I also sand off the
serial number.
Serial number.
Right, right, right.
Yeah.
Gotham's reckoning can't have
it can't be
traceable
traced.
Bullets.
Yeah, it's untraceable.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. I make my own bullets.
Oh, okay.
From scratch.
So does Mick Mars from Guns and Motley Crue, believe it or not.
Yeah, I know him.
Yeah, yeah. I bet you guys actually have a lot in common.
We do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're like if Mick Mars had working bones.
Interesting story. Mick Mars used to be Batman.
I could easily see that.
But he was in an accident.
Mm-hmm.
And
at least one.
Well, several, but the last one.
Yeah.
I gave him neck surgery mm-hmm. in the dark.
You did a passable job, all things considered.
He's alive.
He's walking and talking. Right. He's got a solo album.
He's not gay.
Nope.
That's the main thing.
That's what you say, yeah.
But he can't move his neck.
Yeah, he can't have it all, you know?
Yeah, but he lived.
He's walking among us.
But I'm here now.
You are here.
And Gotham is safe.
Well, but for the fact that you're far from there right now and you have actually no idea what's happening.
Well, it's...
It was safe when you killed...
Left. Yeah.
right. People are all kinds. I find there's good and bad in every bunch, Batman.
That's true.
Yeah.
I've met a panther or two that was not nice.
A panther.
Yeah.
We're back to talking about animals.
Yeah.
I'm caught up.
Yeah.
So you like watching videos when you surf the dark web in the green room?
I love videos mm-hmm. because when the video's on,
yeah,
it lights up the room.
Right.
And then I'm like, oh,
yeah,
it is Alfred.
There you are, Alfred. Yeah.
We also have some people trying to call in to talk to Batman, so whenever you're ready.
Oh, I see. Yeah, of course I
do. Oh, callers on.
To chop it up.
What?
Probably a phone. Oh, bat phone.
Oh.
Yeah, right.
This phone?
Can you see that?
Fuck you.
You all seeing God? You know, let me know if you need some help plugging a phone.
I see everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
We have a chat, Batman, where some of our patrons can call in and text to talk to Jason when he's here, but they actually want to talk to you.
Batman.
You.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, look.
Here it is. Nice.
Hello, this is Batman.
Holy shit, it's Batman.
Yeah.
Batman, your bat shoulders look amazing.
Thank you. Somebody else is Hello? Trying to call Batman at the same time as this guy.
You guys should have this a three-way.
I'm pretty huge.
Yeah.
Batman, you look like you can't see shit.
I see you, asshole. And I'll see your mother in the dark.
Yeah.
Damn, I don't want any bat trouble, bro.
Yeah.
Don't be hitting my mom with that bat.
Is there something that I can do for you?
Leave her alone. No, man, I love you. I'm a big fan.
Yeah, that's fair. I'm pretty lovable.
Who doesn't love Batman?
Yeah. Well, your city is safe, and you're welcome.
Thank you, Batman.
There you go. That was a great call.
Line two. Caller, you're alive.
I lost him.
Oh, shit. All right.
Man, it's hot in here, bro.
Yeah, all right.
Sometimes I say bro
mm-hmm.
to throw people off.
You're a man of the people.
Yeah.
But
it's hard to talk like this for a long time.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm in Gwar.
Mm. Yeah.
In more ways than one.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I kind of do, yeah.
Like, I don't think I want to be anywhere near this suit when I get back to the bat bath.
Yeah, you're talking about the odor inside of there, right?
Hello, this is Batman.
Batman, how are you, sir?
Good. What can I do for you?
Listen, I'm watching you, and you're doing a great job. Too bad Jason couldn't be here.
That's a shame.
But I wonder, could you prove that you're not Jason Ellis by standing up and showing us that you don't have assless pants on right now?
That's fair, because he is gay,
uh-huh.
and I'm not.
Right. And the ultimate
also,
proof
I
of that would be...
Wait, one thing at a time. Here what? I am.
Mm-hmm.
That's Batman. Oh, man, that is... That was unnecessary.
You look very excited to be here, Batman.
Wow, it's just... I can't believe I'm single. Holy. Wow. I regret standing up, sir. Thank you for making me do that.
Yeah, Batman, the total package.
Listen, you know, I appreciate you doing it. And then also, would you mind telling us how bad your case of bat wings is?
I don't have bat wings.
No, he's talking about your... He's making a scrotum stuck to your joke, yeah.
No, it's actually pretty cool there. It's mainly the face and the nostrils.
Hey, one last thing.
Yeah.
If you could give any advice to Jason Ellis, what would it be?
Don't give up. Sooner or later, things are going to turn around, and you're going to look back and go, whew, that was a close one. Because you almost gave up a couple times. It's going to turn around, and everybody's going to, everyone's going to like you right when you don't really care.
Amen, Batman. Amen. Okay. Listen, I know everyone needs a hero, and Jason Ellis should be yours.
That's confusing. Thanks for calling in and supporting his gay show.
Absolutely. Red Dragons.
There you go.
Wow.
I'm familiar with that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
As I said. Uh-huh. I've been listening to your program for some time.
I appreciate it.
And I think that the Red Dragons are a pretty cool organization.
Yeah, the program appreciates your...
Sluggo's a bit iffy.
Mm-hmm. I never realized until I was face-to-face with you, Batman, how much of a gimp vibe you've actually got.
I'm not sure I know how to take that. I don't appreciate that. I'm not a gimp.
I didn't take orders.
Mm-hmm. I give orders.
I know. Yeah, you're the boss. That's right.
You ever seen a gimp take orders?
Wait, yeah, that's what they do.
I mean, give orders? Shut up. I don't like this show anymore.
Yeah.
People are picking on me.
A lot of people stopped liking the show recently.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's what I'm here to do.
Yeah.
I've saved Gotham, and now I'm here to save the show. Jason Ellis show.
Whew, you're just in time.
I might be a little bit late. Yeah. Super late.
Yeah.
But as they say, it's better late than never.
They do say that. Yeah.
They say it just like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Never.
Well put.
Thank you. Yeah. I have some text question for Batman.
Uh-huh.
Would Miles make an acceptable Robin? Would he be... Sorry, I don't really read. Because I'm in a cave and it's dark.
Oh, yeah, right.
Alfred usually reads it for me.
Right.
Would he be abundant and obedient and serve your needs?
Yeah,
he would.
Yeah,
Miles, he's a good bad boy. His stepdad's a bit iffy. Somebody's making bad jokes. Well, that's a lot of...
That's our job.
I don't like Splatman and Throbbin. I don't want to be a part of this. I have a hooligans worked on the Batmobile lately.
Hoonigans.
Yeah, Hoonigan.
Makes sense.
Those guys are great.
Oh, they're terrific. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. But no, they haven't.
Batman works alone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In the dark.
Alfred works on my cars.
Alfred works alone with you.
Yeah. You'd be surprised how magical his hands are.
Yeah. I'm getting that impression.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm kind of happy for Alfred's sake. He's getting a little break. While you're out here visiting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got huge forearms.
I bet. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Repetitive stress.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Batman. That's me.
Yeah, that's you. You're Batman.
I am. Mm. You need to upload the link to your Bat computer.
I don't speak.
Someone says there's no link to the show.
Then how are all the other people talking to us?
Right. It's like there's somebody. Why do these people exist? It's insanity.
Hey, so you like internet videos, Batman?
Yeah.
Yeah? Because we got a couple that we thought you might want to check out. Yeah, give yourself a good sopping over there.
Yeah. Man.
I don't know if you heard about the big basketball game in New Jersey.
Oh, I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm against it.
Basketball.
No. Mm. Bad reffing.
I have not actually seen this. You got Camden in there.
This is ridiculous, Mr. Tully.
Okay.
So, there's a shot
that
goes off. Guy gets a rebound, and he touches the ball.
Yeah.
And then he jumps back up in the air, and he shoots the ball. And
does it go in?
And the ball goes in.
Yeah.
And the clock has 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly, you see it.
Yeah.
But then this one ref, he goes over to the other refs, and he's all, hey, that was after time. And then they take the championship away from those kids.
Okay, so he goes up.
Look at the clock.
Yep.
Look at the clock.
That's a good basket.
It is, right?
Yep.
Yeah. And then this ref, he took it from them.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and I believe that guy right there works for the Joker.
Oh, man. He's got a little bit of a Goggins vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't trust David Goggins.
Who does, really?
Yeah.
So what do you plan to do about this?
I don't trust anybody that's been on the Joe Rogan podcast that many times. You could go a couple.
Right.
But once you start being a regular,
yep,
you're
suspect.
Up to something bad.
Yeah, right.
Each to their own. Man, that's really starting to hurt.
You would think you would have sort of been used to it by now.
Well, I usually don't sit down.
Oh, right.
I'm usually standing up.
Yeah.
Beating the shit out of bad guys.
Man of action, right.
Yeah. It's hard to be chitty chit chat, you know? That's not usually what I do.
That's not your vibe.
No, I usually kick ass.
Let's talk more ass kicking.
Yeah. I don't say a lot.
No.
This is the most I've ever spoken
yeah.
in my entire life.
It's starting to sound that way.
Yeah, it's right. really hurt. Yeah.
Right. Almost like regretting to agree to come here and talk for
a little bit.
An hour.
A little bit.
Right. Well, I appreciate
but you. But I love your fans.
Yeah. And the program.
And this program.
Yeah.
It's neat.
Well, the program appreciates you.
I find it delightful.
Batman.
At times.
Why don't we let Margot Robbie and Kate, who's it? Cate Blanchett do some talking?
Cate Blanchett.
Yeah.
She's a cunt.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's later on in the podcast. I can say that.
Yeah, no, you sure can. What's your beef with her?
She's a liar and a cheat, and she thinks that metal is for stupid people.
Really?
And, okay, Cate Blanchett, if music is metal, if metal's for stupid people, and Batman likes metal,
well,
how's that work?
Uh-oh.
I think I've got you there, Mrs. Blanchett. I think I've got you.
So I saw a little bit of this clip.
Yeah.
Margot Robbie, she's trying to do the pretty girl thing where she's like, oh, I was the ugly duckling that became pretty later on when I was in high school.
She was into the dark.
I was a total freak and I was emo and I used to cut my own hair and dye it black. And then Cate Blanchett asks her, does anybody actually really like heavy metal?
Yeah.
What?
A ridiculous question.
What an insanely stupid thing for any person to
Thank
say.
Thank you, Mr. Tully.
Right, does anybody really like Cate Blanchett movies?
Yeah, yeah.
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 No one.
Okay.
So and I listened to like only heavy metal music, and I would dye my hair black and only cut it with a razor blade.
Does anyone like heavy metal music? Was that something you genuinely liked?
I still genuinely like it.
Pause it.
Yeah.
Do you like Monster?
Has anyone ever said on camera anything dumber than what she just said right there?
Does anyone actually like cheese?
Yeah.
Right. Real talk, anybody?
What world? What rock?
Yeah.
Did she come out from that she needs to go back under?
Yeah.
How dare she? Slipknot. Love it. You
sure.
know why? They wear a mask.
Perfect. Yeah.
Metallica.
No masks, but still very talented.
Yeah, well, they're a little bit masked. Black Album. Loved it.
Oh, yes, right. Yeah. Right.
And Justice for All. Didn't like the color.
Right.
But the message.
Blackened.
Love that song.
Yeah.
That's what I play in the mobile.
Sure.
I call it the mobile.
Fade to black.
Constantly.
Yeah.
I'm constantly fading to black.
Black. What you think is black is white to Batman.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, pretty much.
I get that. So do they say, how does Margot Robbie?
She doesn't say, shut up, you stupid bitch, which was what she should have said.
Yeah.
But she's being polite. You know, Hollywood. Shh.
I remember going to the Slipknot concert.
Yeah.
And the most I've ever been, at the time I was on Neighbours, I have never had more people come up to me ever than at a Slipknot concert.
Yeah. It's the first girl most of them have ever seen.
Yeah.
That kind so of it's music. Family listening.
It's, yeah.
Wow.
Do you think she knows what Slipknot is?
Oh, absolutely. No way.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think that she is nice to waiters?
No, only when she thinks people are watching.
Ask me.
Are you nice to waiters?
No.
All right.
But I'm also not nice to anyone.
That's sort of your thing.
Yeah.
Right. Well, you were hurt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Unless you're being attacked,
mm-hmm.
then I'll be nice to you.
Right.
But
as soon as you're not getting attacked,
yeah.
Fuck you.
As soon as you're free, I hate you.
Yeah.
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 Don't thank me.
Uh-huh.
Because I don't
nothing.
Hear it.
Nothing pisses you off more than gratitude.
Yeah. Right. Thank you.
Get fucked.
I hate Santa Claus.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
I like the Grooge. Wait.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
No.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Yeah, the little blue Japanese kid who stole Christmas.
Yeah, sure.
Right?
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So
I love Al Pacino.
Oh, do you? Did you watch the Oscars?
No.
Yeah, me neither.
But
mm-hmm.
I have watched Al Pacino.
Uh-huh.
I feel like I sound like him.
A little bit.
Yeah.
He barely sounds like Al Pacino.
Hoo-ah!
These days, yeah.
Yeah.
It might be time for you.
He had a baby.
His lady friend did, yeah.
Wait. Yeah, but he made it.
Mm-hmm.
He had sexual relations with that lady.
He's got a couple of working sperm, apparently.
He still has cum.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Cum may be all he has left, because I think, Batman, it might be time for you, in the same way that you inherited the throne of Batman, the Cape right. Crusader from Mick Mars of Motley Crue,
yeah.
might be time for you to consider passing the baton
to Al Pacino,
to the next generation. I think you should pass it to anyone but Al Pacino. I think right. it's time we stop letting Al Pacino go on stage and speak in unscripted fashion.
Okay, why?
So he was tasked with presenting the most prestigious award of the evening at the Academy Awards, the Oscar for Best Picture.
Oh.
And either he might be stoned.
Yeah.
He might be old.
Yeah, that's for sure.
It might simply be a case of, hey, so Al, we just want to remind you. And he goes, hey, I know how anything. You got to tell me how to do it.
If he doesn't give a fuck.
He stoned, old, doesn't give a fuck.
Stirred all in a pot. All what do you got?
Bibbidi bobbidi boo.
Yeah.
You have a man who is at the pole position of the most important part of the show that's the most important event in the year of Hollywood,
yeah.
who forgets to name the nominees.
Yeah, but they didn't win.
No, that is true.
So who cares?
The only thing Al Pacino
did he name the winner?
He did.
Then what's the problem here?
Right. Maybe if those movies want Al Pacino to say their name next year, they should be better.
Yeah, here's some advice. Win.
Mm.
You know?
For the last award of the evening.
You two and really sound alike.
Thank you.
And my eyes see Oppenheimer.
He looks like he would rather be taking a bath.
Yeah, he probably would.
I think so.
At this point,
uh-huh.
do you think that it's his wife that made him go there? Or his manager? Do you think his manager is as old as him?
Probably, yeah.
They should both shut the fuck up.
I think you get to a point where you literally... Nothing is a big deal to you anymore.
Yeah.
You've done everything that a person could get nervous for has become old hat to you.
Coming when you're 80 is probably a big deal.
Maybe then he looks half awake.
Yeah.
Maybe he could be bothered to comb his hair for that.
It's probably a hell of a nap after coming when you're 80.
Oh, man.
You know?
Present an Oscar and come. You could sleep through the weekend.
I'm just saying, that's probably a pretty relaxing nap.
Yeah.
And that's something to look forward to.
Where do you stand on Mike Tyson, Batman?
He's great. I think that he is, you know, he's made some mistakes.
Haven't we all?
I was going to say, the Joker made a mistake when he killed my father.
Mm, oh, he did.
But he paid
uh-huh.
a hefty price.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know what's so funny about that. My father died.
And your mom, technically.
Watch it.
Yeah.
I don't like your tone.
I don't want to be bringing up old shit. But
Mike Tyson.
Uh-huh.
Also a man in the dark.
Oh, my goodness.
Who has seen the light.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't like him as much.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in the dark still.
Yeah.
And I prefer it there.
Well, yeah, you guys have a lot in common.
Yeah, but not anymore.
You're a bad guy.
He talks to that weird Indian guy.
You're a bad guy.
About daisies and about, you know what I mean, liking other people, mm-hmm. you know, growing.
Yeah.
I don't grow.
No.
I stay in the dark, close-minded, ready to kill and protect.
You don't serve. Microdose.
What?
No microdosing for you?
I don't take plants. Nothing grows in the dark.
Right. Well, mushrooms do, but that's neither here nor there.
Right. Well, maybe I am eating those. I can't
that's
tell.
What Alfred keeps sticking in your mouth.
It's just some sort of porridge drool that I consume
right
every night that Alfred gives me, mm-hmm. and it's cold, just like my heart.
Just the way that you like it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Cold and slimy.
Like the dark web.
So, you may have heard that Mike Tyson is once again coming out of retirement to box in an amateur bout.
It's not real.
Headgear.
It's not real.
Not unlike what you're wearing right now.
Yeah.
18-ounce gloves.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
That is pretty crazy. Yeah. I've been in some pretty uncompetitive boxing events in my lifetime. The furthest thing from sanctioned events, and at least we had the dignity to use 16-ounce gloves.
Yeah, I heard that he has to be 160, and that his opponent, mm-hmm. that I will not mention.
No.
Because he does not deserve it.
Yeah.
Disrespecting the game.
Don't give him the satisfaction.
You're disrespecting the game. And they're just promoting it like this is going to be a real fight.
It's not.
But it's not. Mm-hmm. One guy has big gloves and no headgear, and the other guy has little gloves and headgear, and one guy with the young guy is allowed to be any weight.
Uh-huh.
And the old guy who's 56.
Has to be 160?
Has to be 165.
Didn't he fight at like 210?
220.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because he's half the man he used to be.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Well, this is, and his brother is allowed to step in and help him in the fight.
That's not true.
It is.
That's ridiculous.
Read it.
Oh my goodness.
Read it. This is all fake, and we're talking about it when we should not be talking about it.
Is the old guy allowed to take as many steroids as the young guy is definitely taking?
He's tested.
No.
And the young guy is not.
That's not true.
Read it.
That's ridiculous.
I read it on the web.
Yeah, you got a lot more details than I did. I gotta get more news from the dark web.
I am alone in the dark.
Right. Plenty of time.
What do you think I'm gonna do?
Plenty of time to read the fine print of the contract
stipulations. I don't just swipe. I do research.
Yeah. So who do you got in this fight?
COVID.
All right.
Yeah.
A lot of people. I saw a clip online.
You know who's the winner?
Who's that?
Netflix.
Yeah, it's not the fans.
No. No, if you're a boxing fan and you watch this, you're not a real boxing
Unbelievable.
Fan. Yeah. This is a disgrace to the human race.
Dude, I just happened to see my bill. I forgot that I'm giving Netflix $23 a month. For what? For what?
They have a lot of Batman movies in there.
Do they?
Yeah, they have like almost all of them.
Is that so?
Yeah.
Oh, I feel like I've been watching the Christopher Nolan ones on...
They don't have The Dark Knight. That's the best one.
That's the one I'm looking for.
Yeah.
I've been watching that elsewhere.
Yeah, they blew it.
Yeah.
But that one's expensive. You know why?
Because it's the best one. Yep. Yep. I don't know if you've seen this training clip. I'm Tyson. I'm assuming if you've read the contract, you've probably watched all the tape.
Gay is Jason Ellis.
Mm-hmm. Do you, I was surprised, like I think most people were, at how fast Mike Tyson's hands still appear to be at 57, almost 58 years old.
Yeah. I will say one thing.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen Jason Ellis skateboard,
mm-hmm.
but if Jason Ellis was to skateboard against Jake Paul, mm-hmm. in a vertical skateboarding contest.
Yeah.
And Jake Paul was allowed to do all the steroids in the world.
Yeah.
And Jason Ellis was not allowed to do any steroids.
Jason Ellis had to be 160 pounds.
He would wipe the living shit out of Jake Paul.
You can only stack the deck so much.
And people don't understand that this is boxing. Mm-hmm. And you're talking about Mike Tyson. Shut up.
It seems like...
He could kill you.
Yeah.
He could kill you.
Well, it seems like a no-win situation
for us.
For the viewer. But at least for...
It's like online shopping.
Yeah. Well, at least with Netflix, I'm already paying for it.
It's not worth it.
No. What's your beef with online shopping?
I never get what I want.
Oh, you get some ill-fitting latex?
It never fits.
Yeah.
It's always saggy in the crotch.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And don't even get me started on returns.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Right.
By the time it gets back, I don't even need it.
You ever try sticking a return label on in pitch black?
It's impossible.
While some old butler's trying to jerk you off.
Not funny.
Not easy. Yeah. So I forget, what do we have any other videos we need to talk about? I don't want to keep you all day, Ben.
I'm musically inclined.
Oh, are you?
Did you know that?
I never would have guessed that.
I actually wrote a little song for you.
I'll be the judge of that.
For your fans.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, my fans appreciate that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So there's your, acoustic.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well.
Batman Unplugged. Are you looking for a pick, or are you just trying to
stuck on my boots?
Just trying to grope yourself.
I got stuck on my boot. Mm-hmm. Hang on a minute.
Yeah, no, take your time.
I will.
You wrote this song.
I wrote this from scratch.
Oh, I have some lyrics here. If it's helpful to you at all.
Yeah, I actually have never performed this before.
Wow, a world premiere from Batman.
It's a world premiere for me.
Uh huh. Batman. Yeah.
I'm Batman.
Yeah, there, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen. Batman.
Thank you. Whoops. I don't care if you don't like me. There's plenty of fish in the sea. If you're looking for a fight, say goodnight to your life, because I'm Batman. 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 Short. Where am I? Oh, yeah. Let me do that a bit. If you're short or if you're tall, it doesn't matter, I'll kill you all. Hey, oh, my enemies, suck my dick, get on your knees, 'cause I'm Batman. 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 I'm sweating a lot.
What's a song called, I wonder?
If you want.
You got a title?
It's called Batman.
Oh, no shit. Okay.
If you wanted a fucking war, come on, all you, I'll take it all. If you want to see the light. Wait. I can't see. If you wait. If you want to see the light. What does that say?
Are you having an episode?
Yeah, I've hit my head a lot. Pick a fight with it. Oh, yeah.
Who wrote these lyrics anyway?
If you want to see the light, pick a fight with the Dark Knight, because I'm Batman. I'm Batman. Batman. I'm Batman. I'm Batman. I'm Batman. I'm Batman. I'm Batman.
Wow.
My hands are sweating.
Yeah, you are.
It's pouring.
You left it all out there.
I poured it all
on
out.
On the stage, yeah.
I give my heart and soul.
It's not entirely unlike seeing Danzig these days.
Yeah. It's hard to breathe, so I can understand where it's coming from.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well,
a lot of water coming out of my face.
Batman, it's I think you have to go.
I literally
am
going.
I think you really better go. Yeah.
I just wanted to say to the viewer, thank you for staying with Jason's gay ass. And make sure you tell other people that he's back and spread the word, because he's a good guy and he needs your support. I can't be here for him, so I've got to go back to Gotham. You're doing a good job, too.
Thank you. It's a shame. Jason's going to be very disappointed he didn't get to see you.
Yeah, well, maybe you just missed him. We could hang out. Yeah. But that guy's a bit too fruity for me. You know what I'm saying, Bjork.
Absolutely. Yeah.
God.
Well said, yeah.
In the immortal words of Jason Ellis, don't die.
You don't want to do that as the intro? You want to do the regular intro?
I was going to sing it as Batman.
Yeah, okay, well, there you go. All right, well, I got your lyrics.
My balls are on fire. Wait, hello? I can barely hear myself. Oh, I'll be really close. Wait, let me practice this. I'm sweating profusely.
Hold on, how do we get this?
I can hear it. My balls are totally moving. New and improving. It was not there. We get back up. Is that it?
How's it go again? I can't. The balls are on fire. That's right.